Well, an Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander people served in all theatres of war, served with non-Aboriginal people as well. They served in ordinary units, same conditions as other members, and in most cases treated as equal first time. In World War One, from 1940 to 1918, we believe that over 400 Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander people served. But there was many who tried to enlist, but were rejected and raced. Just in one battle alone, the Battle of the Somme, in 1916, in 5 months, 1 million were killed or wounded, and they gained something like, I believe, about 323 square metres. Just in those times, the recruits were very hard to find. So a lot of times Aboriginal people wanted to join up but were rejected on their race. And even on the return back to Australia, they were still rejected in relation to what was going on in the normal society. In my time in the Army, I never came across any racism whatsoever. I served in 21 years in the regular Army, rising up to the rank of Warrant Officer Class 1. And I believe that, you know, those particular soldiers that served there were rejected and rejected on their race would have a look at other soldiers now that are serving in all theatres of war in Australia. And I'm sure that there's a lot of Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander people out there, both men and women, who are serving today. I'd just like to cover a poem that was by Bert Beros about an Aboriginal soldier called Private West. And he named this poem The Colour Digger, and I'd like to read it to you. He came and joined the colours when the war god anvils rang. He took up modern weapons to replace his boomerang. He waited for no call-up. He didn't need a push. He came in from the stations and the townships of the bush. He helped when help was wanted, just because he wasn't deaf. He is right amongst the columns of the fighting AIF. He was always there when wanted with his own gun or Bren. He's in the forward area, the place where men are men. He proved he's still a warrior, in action not afraid. He's fast to blasting red-hot fire from mortar and grenade. He didn't mind when food was low or we were getting thin. He didn't growl or worry then. He'd cheer us with his grin. He heard us talk about democracy. They preach it to his face. Yet knows that in our federal house, there was no one of his race. He feels he pushes kinsmen out where cities do not reach, and Parliament has yet to hear the Abbo's maiden speech. One day he'll leave the army, then join the league he shall, and he hopes we'll give a better deal to the Aboriginal. Now that poem was written by, as I said, Bert Beros about his mate Private West. So I think, you know, that sums everything up in relation to that. I'd just like to also acknowledge the men and women that served in all theatres of war, and also the Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander men and women that are serving in all theatres of war and also now.